Shalom to all. Today we're learning Yerushalmi Beitza, Parakei, and Mel explaining Halacha Beis and the Oz Brothers Twist Davitz on Mem Alpha Beis about four lines up from the bottom at the two dots with the quote from the Mishnah of Lema Sapkin and the article Twist Davitz. It's on Mem Hey Omer Aleph about two lines from the top. And today's Davitz sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarabas Biakam Moshe Hernish Shama should have an Oliyah. So Mishnah told us three things: Lema Sapkin, Lema Tapkin, Lema Rakdin. No doing these two things that are very similar, which the Gemara is going to explain in a moment what they are. They both have to do with clapping and no being Merakit either, no dancing. And that's because Shema Yitakin Klishir, maybe person is going to fix a musical instrument in order to be able to add to the experience. So the Gemara tells Lema Sapkin, Sipuk, what is this? Jumei Chamasai, this is from anger. A person is frustrated, he's angry, so he collapses his hands. Kamad Dat Amar, like the Pasuk says, Vichar Af Balak El Bilam, and Balak's anger flared up against Bilam, Vaisapik his Kapov, and he clapped his palms. And Vlema Tapkin, what's this? Tipuach Shulur Tsoinai, this type of clapping is a person's doing it willfully, he's excited, he's happy, so he's clapping. Rabbi Yaina and the Chamim, Chad Amar, one of them said, Hachin Shari Vachin Asr, that this way is Mutter and this way is Asr. Amar, the other one said, Bein Hachin Ubein Hachin Asr, either which way it's Asr. This is talking about clapping out of enjoyment. We have both them Asr and clapping like regular. That's the right palm against the left palm, classic clapping. But if it's done by way of Shinoi, where the palm of one hand is being clapped on the back of the palm of the other hand, so that's okay. And Veloyadin Manar Mado Manar Mado. We don't know who said what, meaning who permitted clapping and who didn't. So in Mado Amar Biyana, from that which we have meant from Rabbiyana, that he said, Membe Zam Ralph on top, Es Havasabin Biyamenon. We had elderly men in our times, Vam Tapchin Lachari Day and Bishuv. And they would clap with the back of their hands on Shabbos. Havadu Amar Hachin Shari Hachin Aser. He must be the one that said that this is Mutter and this is Aser. Rabbi Yonah is the man to Amar that it's okay to clap in an abnormal way on Shabbos. We now have a story about this. Rabbi Hava Masla Rav Shimon Berei. Rabbi married off Rav Shimon and his son. Havam Metapchan Lachar Yudein B'Shuvsa. And it was the celebrations on Shabbos, probably Shav Brachas, and they were clapping their hands in this abnormal way. And Avar of Meir, Rav Meir passed by. Vishama Kolhain. He heard the sound. And Amar, he called out, Rabbi Seinu Hutra Shabbos. There are Rabbanim Mater Shabbos. What do you think it's okay to clap? Now, Shama Rebbe Kale, Rebbe heard this voice, and Amar he said, Mihu zeh shebalar deseinu b'sech beseinu? Who's this one that's coming to afflict us in our house? Were you telling us not to do this on Shabbos? And Mr. some say, Hachin Amar, that this is what he had said, Mihu zeh shebalar tzaneinu b'sech beseinu? Who's this that's coming to put us in cherem in our house? Now Shama Rebbe Kale, Rebbe heard this, va'arak, so he started running away. And Afkin Fry Basre, the Talmidim started running after him to see who it was. And so Mifri, when he was running away, Efrach Rucha Pikaile me'al kadle de Rameir, who the wind blew the kerchief off of Rav Meir's neck, and Oidik Rebbe Minkavsa, Rebbe was looking out the window, and V'chama Kadla de Rav Meir Menachayroi, he saw the back of Rav Meir's neck, and Amar he commented, Loi Zachisa No Loi Raisa, the only reason why I was Zeichet to Torah, Ella began the Chamas Kadli de Rav Meir Menachayroi, it's only because I was Zeichet to see Rav Meir's neck from the back. Rav Meir was one of the Ziknei Hadar, he was much older than Rebbe, and Rebbe attributed a lot of his greatness in Torah to the fact that he was able to see the back of Rav Meir's neck. Now we have a similar memory, Rabbi Yechon, Rav Shimon Lakish, trained Amar, and both of them said, Anon Loi Zachin Loi Raisa. The only reason why we were Zeichet Torah is El begin the Chamina Netz Ba'asei de Rebbe Min Gulkin Didei, is because we saw the finger of Rebbe sticking out from his sleeve. We continue the Mishnah said Vlem Rakdin, no dancing. It's Rabbi Yirma Kotz Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Shem Rav Chuna. Kipotz is Oikar Shtei Ragov Ka'achas. Jumping, that's when a person uproots both of his feet at once. That's what we know jumping is. And Rikud, dancing, is Oikar Achas Uminiach Achas. That's when a person lifts up one foot, but the other foot is on the ground. And we continue something similar. Amar Blazer Blazer says, Kol Mashmiei Koil Asurin B'Shabes. Any Hashmas Koil, any making of noise is Asr on Shabbos, like banging on a table or drumming or something like that. All of that is Asr. However, Shmuel Yitzchak tells us that Saba, that's a proper Gersa, my grandfather, Makusha de Kanishna Chadata, he was the Makosh, which literally means the striker. In other words, he was the Vekker. He would go around waking up people. Kanishna Chadata means of the new base Knesset, the new Shoal. He was in charge of waking people up and he would knock on their doors. So we see that this is a type of Ashmazka, which is Mutter. Now, Rav Lili Bar Alos, Makshal Kisei, he used to hit a chair and that's also a type of Ashmazka, which is Mutter. Another story, Rav Ila Ani Besidra. Rav Ila, he was late in coming home from Shoal. He was learning late Friday night. Salak Labesa, he went to his house. Ashkan Demichin, he found that everyone was sleeping. And Rav Alei Al Soma, he slept on a ladder outside. Begin to loy makash al tar b'shuvsa, so that he didn't have to knock on the door on Shabbos, because he held that simply knocking on a door is considered Ashmaska, and that's Aser. Another story, Rav Yirmiya, have a pashin and bridge of Imi. Rav Yirmiya would learn with the son of Rav Imi, and Azul Bay Matarta b'kritz de shuvsa. He came to wake him up early Shabbos morning, and Shari Mekash al tar, he started knocking on the door. And Amar Lehi called out to him, this is Rav Imi calling out to Rav Yirmiya, Abba, man shar lecha, father, who permitted this for you? He wasn't his father, it was just a sign of respect, and he's basically asking him, who allowed you to knock on the door? That's Ashma's call, it's Aser. Now, Abba Bar Kahana, Bo Kum Rav Yossi, asks as follows, Ma'o makshal krisa b'shovsa, is a person allowed to hit their stomach on Shabbos? Sometimes a person's stomach's hurting, or they don't want to loosen their bowels, this is what they would do, they would tap their stomach. So Amar Lehi responded to him, B'chayla man shar lecha, who permitted this to you even during the week? That's because tapping the stomach was always done below the navel, below the belly button, and this is an area where a person is getting too close to their private spot, which a person is not allowed to put their hand below their belt because they might touch their aver, and that's going to cause hirur. And so the question is, what's your havamin about tapping on the stomach on Shabbos? You're not allowed to even do this during the week because it's too close to the private area. Now we just have to talk about this on Rav Shmuel bar Avodma, Nagin Rabbanan b'chayla min ha-tibur l'malon, begadav min ha-tibur ulamaton. The Rabbanan were noyheg, their custom was that if it was from the navel and upwards, that's okay. Whereas if a person's wearing their begadim, even below the navel is fine because the private area is touched. As long as it's through a baged, it doesn't create hirur like if it's not with a baged. We continue. The Mishnah had said, v'loy danin, no judging. Rav Chizkiya quotes Rav Acha b'sher Ravo, asur ladin dinei mamonis be'erev Shabbos. Not only is it asur to judge on Shabbos, it's also asur to judge dinei mamonis on erev Shabbos. That's because a person is tarud, he's preoccupied with getting things ready for Shabbos, and he doesn't have the proper headspace to judge properly. Ask the Gemara of Amasnisa Pligo. It seems we have a Mishnah which is not like this, because what does the Mishnah tell us? Afikach, therefore, ein danin loy be'erev Shabbos, no judging dinei nefashis, no judging capital cases on erev Shabbos. Membez on the top, loy be'erev yamtef, not an erev yamtef either. And that's because if indeed the psak of the capital case is that the person's chayv misa, halachically we don't kill them that day, we wait till the next one. But over here, since the next day is Shabbos, and we know that einu misim b'Shabbos, so we'll have to wait for afterwards, for Sunday, or after yamtef. And that's a problem because of einu adin. It's called delaying the judgment, and therefore, no judging capital cases, erev Shabbos or yamtef. Now, what do we learn from here? Haldinei mamonis danin. The financial cases are allowed to be judged on erev Shabbos or yamtef. And Mitan Ruchia Kain Ruchia teaches this as well in Braisa. Danin dinei mamonis b'erev Shabbos, avoloi danin dinei nefashis b'erev Shabbos. The monetary cases are allowed to be judged erev Shabbos, just not dinei nefashis. And the answer is that Amri, they said that kan lahalacha v'kan l'dvar Torah. When we're talking about dinei nefashis, that lahalacha is completely usur. They're not allowed to be judged erev Shabbos. Whereas when we're talking about dinei mamonis cases, that's only midrabanan. It's an isur drabanan to judge them erev Shabbos because again, a person is preoccupied with getting ready for Shabbos, so he doesn't have the proper headspace to judge the case properly. But that's only an isur drabanan, not on the same level as judging dinei nefashis cases. We continue. The Mishnah said, "V'lo mikadshin no b'mikadish a woman on Shabbos or Yom Tov." So Rav Babar Kain Amar Kumi Rav Yosa, and Rav Acha says, "B'shem Rav Yaakov Bar Idi, Asur La'aris Isha be'erev Shabbos." It's also to get officially halachically engaged to a woman even erev Shabbos. That's because this usually comes along with a suda, and then preparations for the suda might go into Shabbos, and they might end up being mechal Shabbos. However, it's clarifies the Gemara, "Hadadat Amar Shloi Lasos Sudas Erusin." That's only also in regards to making the suda, as we just explained. Hala'aris Ya'aris. If he just wants to officially be Ma'aris herb, so that's okay. Now Shmuel Amar, he says, "Afilu b'tishabav Ya'aris." One's even allowed to be Ma'aris a woman on tishabav. Why? Shloi Kadmenu Acher. So another person doesn't precede him. If he doesn't chap a rain, and as we say, propose to this woman, so somebody else might do it before him. So the Gemara asks, how could this be? Machal Shitasi de Shmuel seems to be a steer in Shita Shmuel. Tamanu Amar, over there he says, quoting two psukim. One pasuk says, Moshev Yechidim Baisa, that Hashem is Moshev. He settles Yechidim, individuals, in a house, which means he puts two people together as a shidduch. And another pasuk tells us, B'maznaim la'lois hema mehevel yachad, and the part of the pasuk of mehevel yachad is telling us that even when they are considered hevel, meaning these children are in their mother's stomach, they're considered like nothing, their emptiness, still they're yachad, they're together. In other words, Hashem has already created a shidduch. He's already decided which two people are going to marry each other. And v'hachu amar hachin, over here he says this, over here Shmuel is saying that you could even get engaged on Tisha B'Av because maybe somebody else is going to chap her. How could that be? He says that a person's shidduch is already predetermined. It's predestined. How could somebody else take her? And the answer is, shalei kadmenu acher b'tfila. So somebody else shouldn't take her by way of tfila. If a person davens hard enough, it could be that he'll be zaycha to his particular shidduch, even though really wasn't destined for him. And that's what Shmuel's referring to. So there's no stira. Now the Gemara just concludes, afilu kain, even so, loy kaima, he's not going to end up lasting with her. Meaning, even if a person gets a shidduch because of tfila, if that's a shidduch that wasn't meant for him, if it wasn't predestined, so he's not going to end up lasting. Either he's going to die or she's going to die. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue explaining the Mishnah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.